Good Tuesday morning. I'm John Lawrence in for Dennis O'Hare. It's 8:30 from the WABE Newsroom. The I-85 bridge collapse is forcing local businesses to adapt. And as our LEU reports, experts say the economy in certain parts of town will take a bigger hit than others.
It's a quiet morning inside Mama's Restaurant on Piedmont Road, just one block away from where the bridge fell. Over the weekend, the road was closed off, and that's hurt business for this Mexican restaurant. Jamie Zelaya is a manager here.
It's usually really bombing here because all the business, you know, after hour part, people that goes to the clubs, they come over here and eat because this is a 24 hours restaurant.
But Sunday night, he says sales were down about 60%, and delivery trucks and employees have also been late because of the increased traffic. Jeff Humphreys is an economist at the University of Georgia. He says overall, the economy in Georgia will do fine, but businesses inside the perimeter could lose out.
Particularly from customers that are up the 85 and Georgia 400 corridors. So you have fewer people from Gwinnett County, for example, shopping in Fulton County.
But he has concerns long term that the collapse will add to Atlanta's bad rep for traffic. And that's something he says businesses might look at if they're considering to relocate here.
We may never know what projects might have come to the Atlanta area if our reputation hadn't been worsened by this.
State officials say the repairs to the bridge will take several months, but haven't given out any more specifics yet. Back at Mama's, manager Jamie Zelaya is waiting.
So it's crazy, it's hectic. We'll get to it. It's going to take a long time, you know, but we will, hopefully.
He says if business doesn't pick up, the restaurant will have to dip into savings to cover things like rent. LEU WABE News.